don't you just start over if you don't, for the people on the tape, then they don't have to listen to us going backward and forwards and Mordecai.
Okay, start again. The Zeta Lishmas Avi Mori, Yakub Yisrael Pinchas, the Zeta Lishmas Nanyan Lashain, Abbas Yeshua Fala. Okay, we're going to look now in packet 10, the Ezer Eliyahu, packet 10, page 9, packet 10 of the Purim packets. So the Sefer Knesset HaGedola, that he writes an interesting thing. He says, "Dichter b'tzid ani manati b'mkomi l'chazan shehaya omer ha-mishnah sof tomin ha-shir shalavim omrim ele yomar ha-mizmor levad." In other words, when we say on Shabbos in Eidah Kelokeinu, right, we say the Mishnah and Tomit here on page 11, Hashir Shalvim Omrim Veis HaMikdash b'yomar rishon ha-yom omrim v'sheni omrim v'shlishi, you know. So he says, and it could be in certain kihilos, that's what they said every day. You know, that they said that, just this Mishnah. We'll see. But he says, I didn't like that. And I think instead of saying that whole Mishnah, rather, Yomer HaMizmor Levat. Just say the Mizmor. You know, the Mizmor for the first day, the Mizmor for the second day. Just say the Mizmor. Okay, now it's interesting that they point out from Ramami Panu, he also was not into saying the title. Take a look on page, in packet 11, page 2, in the Shud of the Ramami Panu. He says, "B'shirei helvim asher nogim omer beis haKnesses ani manati b'mkomi," and they point out that the Knesset HaGedola is quoting this Ramami Panu. "Ani manati b'mkomi shelo yiftach shnitzim b'loshon haMishnah." Don't speak about Hashir Shalvim Omrim. Don't use that loshon. That's the loshon of the Mishnah. Hashir Shalvim Omrim beis haMikdash. El yaskel mirosh haMizmor. You know, in other words, we don't want Dover Shkarim. That's what's pointed out. We don't want Dover Shkarim. So if you're going to say this is the Mizmor and Alvim Omrim, you better be accurate, or else you're Dover Shkarim. So that's, I think, one of the Sfarim uses that lashon, Dover Shkarim. But that's what he's saying.
And Rav Sternbuch, I think, says that.
Yeah, maybe Rav Sternbuch uses that lashon. You don't want Dover Shkarim. So if it's right, it's right. If it's wrong, it's wrong. So don't do that. Don't do Hashir Shalvim Omrim. Just say a Mizmor. Just say a Mizmor. Because if you don't, Mutav, Vimlav, Logorav, Mizmor, Ma'alma. So what do you gain? You have all to gain. All to gain, all to lose, and nothing to gain.
Maybe the Ramban. Maybe you're gaining the Ramban.
Oh. No, so what you could do is say Hayom Yom Shlishim Shabbos, and then you could say the Mizmor also.
Right, okay. And the same,
that's what
we saw that. Somebody says that. I don't remember.
Shaboy will be Mormi Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
So,
and I think that's what Rav Sternbuch says, Basop, that you should say Hayom Yom Rishon, but not.
So they didn't. And it seems that that's the Siddur, and I got the, in this packet I did, we downloaded also that Shklov Siddur, yeah. We'll see, that it could be that, and you should know, Rabbi Dr. Yoni Sarlin brought me last night the Rav Kapach Siddur. Do you have Rav Kapach Siddur, Rabbi Aaron?
No.
Rav Kapach Siddur, it doesn't say Hey Yom Yom Rishon Yom Yom Sheni. It just says the Mizmor. It just says the Mizmor. The Mizmor we say on Sunday. The Mizmor we say on Monday. The Mizmor we say on Tuesday. It just says the Mizmor. And that And that's what the Rambam Mipanu preferred, and that's what the Knesset HaGdola said. So it's a fascinating thing. And that's why it works in good. I told you a couple of days ago that on Purim, they, for sure, they just said, that even Eretz Yisrael today, like you said, Rabban, they just say, when it's Purim, they just say, you know, Kaylee Kaylee, Lama Zavtan, you know, I'm going to sell, I'm going to say, Hello, Yolis HaShachar. Now, so that's the, that is what the Knesset HaGdola, he, and they point out, he's quoting the Rambam Mipanu, because he's saying, Ani Manati. Where's that Lashon Ani Manati? That's what they point out, is the, I don't know why in this volume, because he says here, beforehand he's quoting from the Rambam Mipanu. So this is also, it's not as clear. You wouldn't have noticed it, that it's the Rambam Mipanu. You have to look further up. He refers to the Rambam Mipanu. So this is also from the Rambam Mipanu. Not again. I'm not here to try to this change the minhag. Now the minhag today is everyone says, you know, Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos Shabayu V'Yom V'Samichdash. But he says he doesn't think it's you gain anything. Now what do you gain is the Ramban. We'll get to the Ramban. But I want to show you another thing that I never saw before till yesterday. On page 7. There's a seder called Tfila Yeshara HaChadosh. And it came out a long time ago from Alpi Nusach Ari. And in Europe from and it was edited and by the Boston Rebbe, Admiral B. Boston, who, Harnof, you see, oh, Rabaron.
The father, I assume. No, it's the father?
The father, yeah.
Yeah.
Levi Yitzchak.
Yeah, that's the fun.
So he put together this old sitter from, it was Nusach Barditchev.
The Boston sitter is, like says they on the current Boston sitter there says they hold there was they're Yerushalmim b'makor and they held from Berditchev. That was their
So that's why he calls it Nusach Berditchev Boston. And this is an old sitter that came out a long time ago. And they had a different nusach. It's fascinating. Take a look on page 8, what the nusach was. It says, Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos Shabo Hayu Levim Omer Beis Hamikdash Yehi Ratzon Sheyibana Beis Hamikdash Meher Rav Yameinu Zochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. And then the next one, Hayom Yom Sheini B'Shabbos Shabo Yehi Levim Omer Beis Hamikdash Yehi Ratzon Sheyibana Beis Hamikdash Meher Rav Yameinu Zochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. So basically, this is the opposite. See, the Rambam Mipanu said, take away everything. Just say a mizmor. No frills. No hayom yoms. No beis hamikdash. Nothing. And just say the mizmor. And it could be like the Panim Yochus, Panim Iro says. We want to say the mizmor because that's what they said in the, place for a Kaddish Yosum or something like that. So say the mizmor. And then when it's Purim it'll, or Shabbos, that'll bump off the, you know, a yontif, that'll bump off the regular mizmor for Tuesday or Wednesday, and you'll say the one for Shmini Atzeres or whatever. But just say the mizmor. So that's one extreme. Now you have the opposite extreme. The opposite extreme is the nusach in this siddur of the Tfilah Yeshara Nusach Barditch of Boston, that they'd say the Ayom Yom, Shabbo Yuvim Reis HaMikdash, and therefore, once we say Shabbat, you will be with Mikdash. What do we say? He runs on Shabbat by saying Mikdash. And then, what also you add? Zohar Shabbat Shabbat Zakat Shabbat, because you want to get the mitzvah of the Ramban. So they pile it all in. But But the opposite extreme is what I believe is the original. You know, the original original could be not to say, like you pointed out, that we didn't say it at all. You know, the Shalosh Seder, the Shir Shalom. But once I started saying it, I do believe that the original was like what the Rambam Ipanim says. No, and this way it worked it very well when there was when another mizmor preempted it, so they just changed the mizmor. So then you don't worry about Hayom Yom and Beis Hamikdash and Dover Shkarim and you know, and that all these things. And it's interesting in the Seder Hayom on page 9. Seder Yom is a very chashuv sefer. It's quoted in the Magen Avraham very often. Under Samech Hei, two strichels Yud. Seder Hayom. Samech Hei, two strichels Yud. Seder Hayom. And I always tell people,
come on, you have to mention your favorite thing.
That's the source of Moda Ani. Is the source of the concept of Modani, saying Modani in the morning, is from this sefer called Seder Hayom. That is the source. So Rabbeinu Moshe ben Machir, I review the Machir Zal. Reish Mesifta Be'ir HaKodesh Tzvat. So look what he says on page 10. V'yomer Hashir Shalvim Omer Ve'ch Al Hadufun. He says, what's the whole point? He says, who can they liskor churban beis hamikdash? The lidog alzel lavakesh meis elokenu shiachzer atol yoshna chadish shemenu kekendem and not be in front of karbonis kovosenim. That was the whole point of the Shir Shayon, and this whole thing was, and that's in the Sefer Mishnah is the zecher lamikdash type of thing that we should, and that's you know, in that Sefer Mishnah. Mishnah Shir, he puts that together. Will we find it? Find it. Yeah, in the Sefer Shira Shmuel, I'm sorry, Shira Shmuel on page 15, he quotes Sefer Seder Hayom, Ben Machir, Reisi Minik Shomim Beferish, Hashil Vim Beis Hamikdash. And then he says, "I ain't seen it fila." Shachar Amiras Hayom Yom, because of Loma Hirasun Sheyibana Beis Hamikdash. Then he puts that together with that siddur of the Berditch of a siddur from that. So we see here today two opposite extremes. The extreme of no frills, just a mizmor, which I believe is the real, you know, the Kori of this thing. And yes, the last night Yoni Sarlin brought Rav Kapach Siddur to me. He brought it to show me. And the Rav Kapach Siddur, it just has the mizmorim without any introduction. Because I think all this thing with the Ramban, and you get the mitzvah of Zohar, that's all after the fact. And once they did this, so the Ramban says, oh, so now people are saying, oh, so now you can be Mekayim the Ramban. But I don't think that was the intent of the Mesachne Hasidur, that we should Mekayim the Ramban. Once they did it and it worked out, they say, oh, look, you're being Mekayim the Ramban. But I think the original way of doing it, the original was not saying it at all. But as Rabban pointed out, and others pointed out, but once they started it, I think the original, and it makes sense. Well, Rav Kapach is usually Mekori. He's very, you know, the non-frills of what it was in the original Pashat Pshat, Mishanim Kadmonios. And then he doesn't have any words of introduction. Just say the capital. And it works in better, as we saw, you know, the idea of changing it when it's a yontif and discussing whether do you have to say or not say and then the Ramami Panu said, I never liked when people did that because it might be Dover Shkarim. You can't be so flippant. Just you said from Rav Shermer, Just say Hayom Yom Rishon. I don't know. Maybe this wasn't the Mizmor that they did in the Beis Hamikdash.
The Ramami Panu, I didn't see. He doesn't actually say it might be Dvarim Shkarim. He just says what to do, and that the best.
He very heavily implies it.
He implies it. Okay, I'll go.
So fine, mutar.
And if not,
so what do you need it for?
Right, right. It's implied.
Yeah. Okay. So, okay. But I want to go through, we're probably not going to have time today, so we can do this Sunday. This Sunday we don't have to shear. We can have shear 11. Is 11 good? We don't have to do 11:30. We can even do it earlier, but if you want to do it, we can do it 11. 11 is good? 11? Rabaron, is 11 good?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. We're changing the clocks tonight.
Yeah, so then what is it going to be? 7 hours?
It'll be in 7 hours, yeah.
So it'll be 6 o'clock.
Yeah, so that's it'll be 6 o'clock like usual. Right, send them.
So it's good? Okay, so we'll do 11. We'll do 11. And I want to do there's a beautiful tshuva from the Chikrei Lev. And, I always like to see the original source of things. I think he might be the earlier, that's Sefer Shir Shmuel refers to it. The original source of bringing the Ramban in to this discussion. People quoted Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. He's nothing wrong with Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, but this man lived, when did he live? Tav Kuf Mem Zayin. What year was that? Tav Kuf Mem Zayin? Okay, so I'd like the source from 1787 and not just the source from from this generation. And he's going to be
which packet is this?
This is going to be in packet 10, the Ezra Eliyahu packet, and the tshuva is on page 16, 17, 18. And I think we can do that on Sunday, Bez Hashem. And then maybe one or two more things. Then we'll start Chazar. I put in the Chazar packet I sent it to Elon this morning, so he got it. He put it up already on the drive. And so next week we can start in Chazar. We have a lot of Chazar to do, but we have the packet. But I just want to do that Chikrei Lev and maybe one or two things regarding that, and then we could start with Chazara.
Why do Yosef often quotes the Chikrei Lev?
Yeah. Well, it's Chazan. His last name was Chazan. So, but it's always important to see it in a kadmo. Again, I'm not taking away from the contemporary.
You don't have to apologize for that. That's good scholarship, what you do.
Yeah, right. So that's why I want you to see the Chikrei Lev inside. Because I do believe that there's a later thing, but it's interesting to see that there was an early source that makes reference to the Ramban in the context of the Shir Shalom. Okay, so we're going to take a 2-minute break and we're going to do Parshas Tzav. Parshas Tzav is usually Shabbos Hagadol, but this year it's a leap year, so it's not Shabbos Hagadol. And we'll see what to say on Parshas Tzav for this year. So give me 1-minute break and we'll do. Where's the.